That is why you are called Jehovah. If you know this song, sing it with me. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah, our Father. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. Tori no le shenje Oluwa. Tori no le shenje Oluwa. Eleshe Baba, Tori no le shenje, Tori no le shenje, Oluwa. Baba wa tin be ni orun, Tori no le shenje, Oluwa. Alewi, aleshe, aleshe, lewi, tori no le shenje, Oluwa. Eleshe, alewi, alewi, aleshe, baba, tori no le shenje, tori no le shenje. That is why you are called Jehovah, our Father. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. I am there, I am. There is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, there is no one like you. Oh, covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Oh, like you, our Father. You are the covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Hey, I am there, I am. There is no one like you. That is why you are called Jehovah, faithful God, trustworthy God, reliable God, the God that changeth not. There's no shadow of turning with you, Daddy. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, That is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. Our Father and our God. Covenant maker, covenant keeper. The God that can never break his covenant. The ever faithful, trustworthy, reliable, dependable God. We thank you because you are our God. This God, the covenant keeper, is our God. Daddy, we have come unto you tonight, covenant maker, covenant keeper. Father, we have come to you, faithful God. The God that can never deny his faithfulness. Unto you we have come again on this mountain of power. Unto you we have gathered again, O Lord, to come and seek your face at the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and get grace for help. Even at this time, at this dangerous time, at this terrific time, and at this very time that even you cannot trust the man sleeping on your chest, the woman of your chest, you cannot trust. But we have you, trustworthy God. We have you, dependable God. We have you, faithful God. We have you, God, that find it difficult to fail his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. Daddy, we declare you king in our midst this moment. We say, Father, be enthroned over our programs of tonight. Be enthroned over our lives tonight, individually and collectively as your people, Lord. Father, on this mountain at this moment, Daddy, take charge. Spirit of the living God, take charge. We surrender to you, Holy Ghost. Take charge, take preeminent. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because God the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost, they are here with us. Even at this moment, therefore, devil and his cohort, you are not permitted. You are not wanted. You are not allowed. You have no access, even to this program, to us on this mountain. Even at this moment, we saturate our environment, every nation, every state, every county, every city, every vicinity, every neighborhood that this message is being transmitted at this time. We saturate with the presence of the Most High God. We bind and we say, all you principalities and powers, you are useless concerning our guardian of tonight. In the name of Jesus, we receive open heaven. The Lord, as we pray, as we will decree your word, even into our lives, that it shall ascend to heaven as a sweet smelling savor. And so you will do unto us our declaration and our decree of tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you because you are God, you are no man. You are God, you are not man. You said those who seek you will find you. We have come to seek your face. Unto you, O God of all flesh, we have come tonight. Father, we will see you. Father, you will meet with us. Our returning shall be greater. Father, you will smell on us. You will share your glory upon us, O Lord. Daddy, people will know that we are the one that have sought the face of the Lord. For our life will never remain the same. Our situation, O Lord, will turn to the glory of your name. In the name of Jesus. And that which you will establish with us tonight. Father, there shall be, O Lord, performance with expectation, and we shall witness it, O Lord, and the whole world will see that these indeed are the ones that have been with the Lord. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Quickly with me, we are going to go to the Bible passage for tonight. But in order not to waste our time, I will put the reading of the scripture, then I will go straight, and by the time we get to that, we will be raising prayer point from it. The Bible passage that the Lord laid in my heart for this month of July is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah 54. And we are going to go through it. We are going to decree. We are going to declare the word of God. The word of God that nothing can argue with. That is what we are going to decree upon ourselves, even as we go into the month of July and so the rest of our life. In the name of Jesus, for it shall surely come to pass. For it will not go out and return the same. Every decree and declaration that we are going to make tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. God Almighty, we appreciate you greatly in our lives, individually and collectively as your people. We worship and honor your presence in our lives every moment. Our Father who art in heaven, we hallowed your name in our presence, even in our midst tonight, as you have come to your presence. Forever your name be praised in our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Our Father and our God, we thank you because of your unbroken covenant with us. According to your word that says, my covenant will I not break or profane, nor alter the things that is gone out of my lips. Once for all, have I sworn by my holiness, which cannot be violated, I will not lie to David. Hallelujah. According to Psalm 89, verse 34 to 35. My brothers and my sister, this is for you. This is for me. That which God has covenanted with David, we are of the Davidic lineage. Because Jesus came from the lineage of David, and we have believed in Jesus Christ. And the word of the Lord say, as many that believe in Jesus Christ, he has given the opportunity, the privilege, the access, the right, the authority to become sons of God. So this word the Lord said concerning David is concerning you and concerning me. And so shall it be, that he will thank you. For so you will not break or profane your covenant that you have perfectly established and establishing with us today. As you have said it unto David, so you are saying the same thing unto us. We thank you, Daddy. For you will not break it, nor profane, nor will you change the things that is gone out of your lips concerning us. As you are going to decree that which you have decreed about us, according to Psalm 2 verse 7, so you will do unto us in the name of Jesus. That we thank you, for you will not alter anything. Those things that you have professed, those things that has proceeded out of your mouth, even concerning me, concerning my brethren, concerning our household, concerning everything about us, so you will do to the glory of your name. As you have come even unto this mountain, even at this moment, in your presence, you will establish it. It shall be known. Everyone will see that indeed, these are the one that the Lord has entered into covenant with. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, the word of God for us this month of July is perfect establishment. Perfect establishment of what? Of his promises, of his words, of his covenants, because he is a God of perfection and God of establishment. Hallelujah. It's a compact pack, perfect establishment. So, fellow believers in Christ, going through this month of July, God is ready. Ready to perfect all that he will establish for you and for me, for us, according to his words, according to his covenants, according to his promises. Therefore, be assured of whatever God is saying to you, what God has told you, or what God is bringing your way as we continue this program. This moment, what he has said concerning you, what he has said concerning your family, what he has said concerning your ministry,
what he has said concerning your health, what he has said concerning your finances, what he has said even concerning everything that pertains to you. You must hold him by his word. You must know that God is not a man that will lie. Our God is a faithful God. What he says, that is what he is going to do. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, 23, let us seize, let us hold tightly the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is reliable and trustworthy and faithful to his word. What an awesome God is your God. What an awesome God is my God. What an awesome God is our God. Because he is reliable. He's a reliable God. He's a trustworthy God. And he's a faithful God. He is faithful to whatever thing that he has said, that he is saying tonight to you as we continue this program, and that he will say even tomorrow, because constantly our God is a God that communicates. Our God is a God that let us know, always, you know, reveal his mind, you know, his thoughts to us as we study his word. That why for you to know God's words concerning you, his promises for you, and his covenant, you must be the lover of the word of God by studying the word of God, by knowing what God says concerning this and concerning that. I decree and declare that you and myself, we will seize, we will hold tightly the confession of our hope without wavering at all times in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that your household and my household members will always hold tightly their confession of their hope without wavering. Let me tell you, there are so many things out there now because of the time that we are, because this is the generation that witnessed the end time, the perilous time. There are so many things that we want you to waver. Even in your hope, in your faith, that will shiver you, that will make you to want to turn to the left or to the right instead of focusing. I decree and declare that you and I, we always rely on the reliable and trustworthy God for everything, fulfilling all he has promised, all he has said, and all that he will say that we will receive tonight in our lives. We will rely on the word of God in the name of Jesus. We will rely on him fulfilling all his promises in our lives, in the lives of our family members, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that my servant, you, we will trust the faithfulness of the faithful God, keeping all his covenant he is entering into with you and with me tonight. And that which he has established by our receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, by our becoming the children of God, as we have given our lives to Christ, that covenant that he has covenanted even with our forefather, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and David, so the Lord will bring to pass in our lives, in the name of Jesus, by his faithfulness, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. My fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord, we are God's people that he cannot and he won't give up his love for us, because he bought us with the blood of his dear son, Jesus Christ. We are precious to him. He treasured us above any other creature. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 43 verse 4, because you are precious in my sight, you are honored, and I love you. I will give other men in return for you, and other peoples in exchange for your life. Almighty God, we thank you that we are precious in your sight and honor. Thank you, God, for this declaration. Thank you, God, for this you made known to us, that we are precious and you so much treasured us and loved us. That we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, thank you that you love us and your love for us is forever. Your love for us is eternal. Your love for us is an unending love. Daddy, we appreciate you in the mighty name of Jesus, our God and our Father. We thank you because your word say, you said that you will give other men in return for our lives. You will give another man in return for my life, for the lives of my brethren. Father, in time of danger, in time of death, in this month and even months beyond, according to your word. Thank you, Daddy. Forever your name be praised in Jesus' name. Our Father and our God, we thank you for you said in your word that you will give other people's lives in exchange for our lives when destruction and danger comes. Father, we appreciate you. Father, by the power of this your word that can never be broken, Daddy, we say thank you. Establishing this with us perfectly tonight, Daddy, we appreciate you. Thank you in Jesus' name. My brother, God said it. Believe it. Trust him that never will he withdraw his word. Never will he say, I did not say that, like man would do, but that make sure it come to pass. He will make sure that which he has said concerning you and concerning me today, according to that Isaiah 43 verse 4, so it shall come to pass in my life, in your life, and the life of your family members, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The Bible says in the book of Numbers chapter 23 verse 19, God is not man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and shall he not do it? Or as he spoken, and shall he not make it to happen? That is your God, that is my God. Regardless of what anyone is saying, regardless of what any man is saying about you, who said it? That which God has not said. Who is that person that decreed what God has not decreed concerning you, concerning me? Here, Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says it. When God says a thing, it comes to pass. Our God is trustworthy above all other, and his faithfulness of his word, to his word, promises and covenant with you and I, he cannot repent. Like man will repent of their law, they will repent of their concern, they will repent and say no more. That is human. Don't let that freak you out. Don't let that make you sad. Man is man. Fear alone, see po alone. Fear in your see po in your. Let man be man and let God be God. Please don't let that disturb you. So let us hold on tightly to God's words rather than what man says. Man can fail and we repent his of our words, promises and covenant quickly. It will not even take long. Instantly, man can say, oh, did I say that? Oh, I don't mean that. I don't mean to say that. That is man. But that is not your God. That is not my God. Man shift like shadow. But God is constant. He does not change like men. According to Malachi chapter 3 verse 6 that says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. That song says that I have a God who never change. I have a God who never change. I have a God who never change. Who never change. You can never change forever. He's a constant God. The Bible says the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. From the Bible text for today, Isaiah 54, that I said earlier, These promises from that text stands to God's covenant people. Just like you and I. We are God's covenant people. We are God's covenant children. By adoption, through our faith, our belief in Jesus Christ. According to John chapter 1 verse 12 that says, but to as many as this received and welcomed him, he gave the right, the authority, the privilege to become children of God. That is, those who believe in, those who adhere to, trust and rely on his name. My brothers and my sisters, nothing can happen to us unless God's wisdom and make it so. Or if by our disobedience invite the destruction to come. That's why God said in verse 7 of today's Bible verse, Isaiah 54. For one brief moment I left you, with deep love I will take you back. Yes, I was angry for a moment and I rejected you. But my love endures and I will want you back. And I want you back. God always wants us back. God loves us so much. Remember, we are precious in his sight. He treasured us above any other creature. Let me tell you, God cannot play with your life. God loves you so much. Throughout their rebellion and punishment time, the people of Israel, God makes it clear to them it was their fault and that they hold their fate in their own hands. Remember, God is ever loving and he punishes their rebellions out to draw them back to himself. He punishes them. He allowed them to go to strange land because he wants them to come back to their senses and return back to them. He did not punish them to destroy them, but to draw them back to himself. Hebrews 12:6 says, for the Lord corrects and disciplines everyone whom he loves, and he punishes, even scourges, every son whom he accepts and welcomes to his heart and cherishes. That is our God. If he did not correct you, you better check yourself. Something is wrong. You are not a child of God. God loves to correct us. He loves to direct us to the right path. He loves to discipline us, to draw our attention even unto him. As a father, he loved us and corrected us. He disciplined us. Him alone can pardon us by his love for us and bring us back to himself. So let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thought. Let him now return to the Father. He will have mercy upon him. He will abundantly pardon. When you repent and you come back to God, it's why I'm wide open to receive you by his love. Let me tell you, your future, my future, is sure. Not by anybody's love. Not by anybody in your life or out of your life. It's by the love of God. Because you have him, your future is secure and sure. Hallelujah. Remember that song. Remember what he said. My thought towards you is of good and not of evil. To give you a future and an expected end. A glorious end. That is the Father that loves you. Nobody can secure your future for you. Nobody can give you an expected end. It's only your loving Father. It's only God, the faithful, reliable, trustworthy God. Let us know that God's love and covenant with us is real. Hold on to that. That God is faithful to his covenant and his enduring love for you and for me, for us, his people, stand to eternity. Therefore, remember what the word of the Lord says in Jeremiah 33:20-21. If you can figure out a way to break my covenant with day and with the night, so they do not always arrive on schedule. The very rhythm of life on this earth. Only then will my covenant with my servant David be broken, and his sons not rule from his throne. Only then will my covenant with the Levitical priest, who ministered before me be null and void. You are of Davidic lineage. You are the sons and daughter that we continue to rule. Jesus Christ, our eldest brother, has made us what? Kings and priests here on earth. And God said that only if the covenant of day and night, if there is no more day and night, and there is no springtime, no summertime, no wintertime, no, you know, unless those rhythms change, then you can change my covenant that I've entered into with you, that I'm entering into with you tonight, and that I will continue because I never stop even entering into covenant with you, because you are so precious to me, because I treasured you. It's only then that you will see what proceeded out of my mouth. The word that I've spoken, the decree that I've decreed about you will not come to pass. What a wonderful God. He's so sure of himself. Remember, he said he has sworn by his holiness. For God Almighty to swear, even in keeping his promises for you, by his holiness. God means business. God is not man. God is God. He's a covenant maker and a covenant keeper. I decree and declare that every covenant that God has covenanted with you, the time you give your life to Christ, the Lord Almighty by himself will cause it to come to pass, that perfectly establish it in your life, that which has been prophesied upon you, that God will establish it perfectly for you and for your household, even this month, and it shall be obvious. All eyes will see it. So shall it be in Jesus' name. With this word of assurance, let us go into Isaiah 54 and decree and declare God's promises and covenants upon our lives and into the world as his people. We have the right. He has made us kings and priests here. We have the right to decree. We have the right to declare things, and it shall come to pass, because our God is God. Our God is not a man that should lie, neither will repent of his saying. Hallelujah. Remember what is the word of the Lord says. He said that, and you shall decree a thing, and it shall do what? Come to pass. It's not left over to you. You now decide if you want to decree or you don't want to. God has said it. You shall decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. Jesus Christ said that whatsoever two of you shall agree here on earth upon, it shall be agreed upon in heaven for you. Whatsoever thing that you cancel, you know, God is God loves us that he wants partnership with us. God wants us that he loves seeing us, you know, being part of what he's doing. So now it's your choice and my choice. But tonight we will not, you know, play a kind of complacency. We will not play I don't care attitude. We will not play the folding of hands. But according to Psalm 2 verse 7, King David says, I will declare the decree of my father. We will do the same tonight. That which God has decreed concerning us, we will declare it, we will decree it, and it shall come to pass. Are you ready? Are you ready? For this is your month, my sister, my brother. This is our month of perfect establishment. Perfect establishment of what? Of God's promises, words, covenant. You better decree his words that nothing can question. Everything must agree with the word of God. Even devil and his court, and accept it. Because it's perfect. And because it must come to pass. It's an establishment. It's a performance. That all we see in your life and in my life. In your household. in your business, in your ministry, in your finances, in your marriage, concerning your health, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 138 verse 8 says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the works of their own end. Hallelujah. The Lord will not beckon. It's the Lord, the faithful, reliable, trustworthy God. He will perfect all that concerns us and perfect our establishment concerning that thing, concerning that which you lay your hands on, concerning all things that surround you, all ramifications of your life and of my life. And we will witness the perfect performance and establishment of God's words and promises and covenant in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 1 says, Jerusalem, you have been like a childless woman, but now you can sing and shout for joy. Now you will have more children than a woman whose husband never left her. You know what? I don't know what you lack. I don't know what has been taken out of your hand. See yourself as Jerusalem. You are the Jerusalem. He said, you have been like a childless woman. What is that thing that is lacking? Just imagine a childless woman. How terrible the life would be for that woman. But God said, but now you can sing and shout for joy. Now you will have more children than a woman whose husband never left her. I decree and declare by the power of the word of God that can never fall to ground, by the power of his covenant that is established with us tonight, this word will come to pass in your life. That thing that you are lacking, that thing that is giving you a miserable life, that thing that is making you to say, why me? Today, the word of God that says that, you that my brother, my sister, you John, you Wale, you Sarah, you have been like a childless woman. But as from tonight, you will begin to sing. You begin to shout for joy in the name of Jesus. That thing that is so scanty, that you don't have, that you are in want and in need of, today by the power of the word of God, that said now you will have more. I decree and declare, you will have those things in abundance in the name of Jesus. You will have those things, that glorious thing, that wonderful thing, that thing that you have been praying unto God for these years are past, that Lord will cause them even to be in excess for you in the name of Jesus. He said, make the tent you live larger, lengthen its ropes, and strengthen the pegs. Meaning that begin to prepare for enlargement. Begin to prepare to receive in abundance. I decree and declare upon your life that today, hear me, my brother and my sister, by the power of this word of God, as from tonight, oh, make your tent larger. Make your tent larger. Think big. Oh, take this big step. Oh, remember, the disciple, the son of the prophet, told Elijah. They said, Elijah, prophet, this place is too small for us. I decree and declare that as from tonight, you begin to think big, because your God is bigger. Your God is bigger than that thing that is limiting you. Begin to extend to the left, to the right. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree enlargement. Upon you and upon me, upon our family members, in the name of Jesus, by this word of God, in Jesus' name. Verse 3 says, you will extend your boundaries. No more limitation. No more pressing. No more, you know, just Yoruba no kem apalogo logo. No. No. No, 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 no. God is bringing expansion. Oh, enlargement. Increase. Oh, God is causing your boundary on all sides to be extended. In the name of Jesus, your people will come back. Oh, to the land. And they will come and they will occupy. Everyone that have walked the way that belong to you. Everyone that belong to your family. Everyone that are your loved ones. That have gone far. That Lord is bringing them back. In the name of Jesus. The Bible said the cities that already been deserted will be filled with people. You have been deserted. God will cause glorious people. He will bring people of honor. He will bring distinguished people. He will bring glorious people even into your life. In the name of Jesus. Look at that. Cities now decided will be filled. I don't know. You've been deserted, you've been rejected, you've been segregated against. God said that he will cause men of honor, men of integrity, men of respect, men that will be a blessing to you. He's bringing them unto you. So shall it be as I decree this word of God upon you and upon myself in Jesus' mighty name. There shall be perfect performance and establishment of this word of God, even upon you and upon my lives, in the name of Jesus, upon our lives and the lives of our children, in the name of Jesus. He said, do not be afraid. You will not be disgraced again. So I decree and declare, my brother and my sister, according to this word of God, the word of God that can never fail, you will never be afraid. You will never be afraid. No, nothing will make you afraid. I say nothing will make you afraid. As you are going into this month of July and henceforth, you will not be afraid. You will not be disgraced again. Any area that you have been disgraced, that Lord is giving you favor. That Lord is elevating you. That Lord is honoring you. In the name of Jesus, you will not be humiliated. I decree and declare this word of God upon you and upon myself, upon our family members, that we will never be disgraced. We will never be humiliated. In the name of Jesus, you will forget your unfaithfulness as a young wife and your desperate loneliness as a widow. What does that mean? You will forget every, you know, wrongs that you have done. For a new thing is beginning in your life. You begin to walk in righteousness. You know, this is the month that God will establish you in righteousness. Then you will forget your unfaithfulness, your sin of yesterday, your unrighteousness of yesterday. You will not wallow in them again. You will stop doing wrong. As from tonight, by the power of the word of God, you will forget your unfaithfulness. You will forget even your wrongdoing. You will start living a righteous life. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, and you will be desperate for God. You will be what? Desperate. As a woman, desperate. Loneliness of a widow. Be desperate in having an husband. Desperate in having a man that will be on his head. That will Adelori or Color Radioria or whatever. Desperation. In loving God. In serving God. In doing right. In living a righteous life. So shall be your portion. Going through this month of July and effort in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 5 says, your creator will be like a husband to you. I decree and declare, God will be your husband. Whether you are a woman or a man, God will be your husband. What is the word of the husband? Husband takes care of the wife. We are all the brides of our Lord Jesus Christ. I decree and declare, God our creator will be our husband. We take care of us in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that the only God of Israel will save you and me, even from every danger and destruction. We save our families by the declaration of this word of God. So shall it be
In the name of Jesus, God will be the one that will rule our lives. God will be the one that will rule your life. He will not permit any other God to rule you, to reign over you. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, you will be the one that will subdue the nation, you know, that will be in control. And that is what Jesus has made you, so that you can rule here on earth. I decree and declare, as from today, you will start walking in that your kingship position that Jesus has made you for God here on earth. In the name of Jesus, you will begin to operate in your priesthood position that Christ has made you here on earth, as the man of God has declared it. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hear me, my brothers and my sister. You are like a young wife, decided by husband and deeply distressed. But the Lord calls you back to him and say, for one brief moment, I left you. With deep love, I will take you over. I decree and declare, today, with deep love, God will take you back to himself. With deep love, God will take care of you. With deep love, God will cuddle you. With deep love, God will take care of you. With deep love for you, God will attend to your case and to your matter. In the name of Jesus. I turn away angry for only a moment, but I will show you my love forever. Please, just take hold of this word of God. Man can say, I love you today, in the morning. By noon, he can say, I love another person. But look at what the Lord says there. But I will show you my love forever. He will never stop loving you. So shall it be that God will show you and me. God will show us his love forever, every moment, in the name of Jesus. And he will save us. He will be our savior. He will be our deliverer at all times. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 9 says, in the time of Noah, I promised never again to flood the earth. Now I promise not to be angry with you again. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you. Like I said, father will discipline the child that he loves. But hear ye the word of God. What is that thing that devil is saying contrary to this? Sin of old, devil will still be bringing it back to you. And we make you to, you know, to bend down your head and to cuddle up yourself. Never, to, you know, you begin to pity yourself. Self-pity. And you begin to describe yourself as the worst sinner. Hear ye the word of God. In the time of now, I promise never again. Enough, you know, qualify it. That as I promise that water will not flood the earth again. So I promise not to be angry with you again. Oh my goodness. Will you not begin to jump and be shouting and praising God? He said, I will never, I will not, and I will not reprimand you or punish you. For I have loved you forever. I decree and declare by this word of God, so shall it be in your life and in my life, that God will not be angry with us anymore, but the Lord will love us the more. He will correct us in love. And he said he will not reprimand or punish us. So God, by his mercy, will not punish us. For he will see his mercy, and he will have mercy on us, and will forgive all our sins and our wrongdoings. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 10 said that the mountains and hills may crumble, may be removed, but my love for you will never end. Ah. Daddy, I just thank you for this that you are covenanting with us tonight. Daddy, we believe you by your word. We rely on this, your unbroken covenant. So we decree and declare that though mountains be shifted, though hills be
crumbled. Father, though mountains and hills be removed from their space, Daddy, with the love that you have loved us, everlasting love, you will keep your promises of peace for us forever. In the name of Jesus, he said, I will keep forever my promise of peace. No matter what is going on, God said he's establishing for you and for me what? Peace. Let everybody be beating their head and be running up and down from A pillar, A to Z. God said he will establish peace. So I decree and declare the word of the Lord today that says forever he will establish peace for us. So you and I, we experience peace all around. I decree and declare all of us men and women of peace in the name of Jesus. As the mouth of the Lord who loves us has said so in Jesus' name. The Lord said, O Jerusalem, your suffering, helpless city, with no one to comfort you, I will rebuild your foundation with precious stone. So the Lord will rebuild your foundation, my foundation. Every broken foundation, every cracked foundation, the Lord will rebuild with precious stones in the name of Jesus. He says, I will build your towers with rubies, your gate with stones that glows like fire, and the wall around you with jewels. So as the mouth of the Lord that loves us has declared, so we decree and declare, and that shall be perfect performance. In all this being established in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, I myself will teach your people and give them prosperity and peace. Father, you yourself, it at this time that so many things are teaching people nonsense and stupid stuff, that deep by the power of your word, you yourself will teach us. We teach our children. We teach our young adults. We teach even the old ones. And you will give us prosperity and peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you say you will, justice and right will make us strong. We will be saved from oppression and terror. According to your word, so I decree and declare, perfect establishment, performance of this your word, that you will establish justice and righteousness for us. And it will be our strength. Every moment, you will save us from oppression and terror. In the name of Jesus. Daddy, your word says, whoever attacks us does it with their own consent. Whoever fights against us, they will fall. So we decree and declare, this your covenant with us tonight. The Lord, whoever attacks us, by their own coming together, as many as they may be, they are advancing to fight us, physical or spiritual. Father, they will fall for our sake. As you have said it, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. He said, I create the blacksmith who builds the fire and forges weapons. I also create the soldiers who uses the weapon to kill. But no weapon will be able to hurt you. So I decree this word of God upon us, that no weapon of the enemy, physical or spiritual, will be able to hurt us and any members of our household. In the name of Jesus. He said, you will have answer for all who accuse you. Hey, all your accusers shall be put to shame. Because as they are bringing it, and they are weaving it, and they are bringing it, you will have the right answer. For God will put the right answer in your mouth. And all your accuser and accuser shall be put to shame in the name of Jesus. The mouth of the Lord God Almighty has decreed for you and for me. He said, I will defend my servant and give them victory. We are God's servants. We are God's children. We are kings and priests unto God to serve him here on earth. He said he will give us victory. So shall it be that we will have victories every moment in the name of Jesus. Our enemy will not win over us. We will be victorious conquerors, even against our enemies, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Lord has spoken. Because the Lord has decreed it. So shall it be. And there shall be evidential performance. Establishment of all these decrees in your life and in my life. As we continue this month of July, and months beyond, and a lifetime. In Jesus' mighty name, we have decreed and declared the word of God, the covenant and the promises of God. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hold on to this. Walk by it. Trust this word of God. It's a reliable God. And you will always have testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And remain your sister Becky Adedokun. Till next week, Thursday. Remain blessed and enjoy the rest of the week. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good night. Bye-bye. I love you.